Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and we haven't spoken in a while. I haven't been here with you. I haven't attempted one of these podcasts in a while because I'm having some real challenges with my voice, but I'm glad to be with you now. And possibly, and this is an invitation, as it has been for me, to treasure and rejoice in the gift of silence. It certainly doesn't mean being out of touch. So to any way in which you've been used to or been enjoying these podcasts, I give thanks for that. And if my, so to speak, absence here has been real for you in the sense that we felt out of touch, I'd say let us welcome right now the beautiful reality of what's going on after Easter and how richly in touch we are. Always. This is an excuse. This is not an excuse for not doing multiple podcasts. Greg and I, we really want to be with you in the best sense of the word and share with you reflections with some regularity. His life recently was touched by death. His wonderful grandmother, mother of his mother, just died. And we walk with him and Elizabeth and their two daughters and family members who experienced this loss very really. Death is another touch. Not a lack of touch, but it touches into our lives. And if we're able to be open and if our memories have been the way I wish yours have been, we are touched by sadness. We're touched by loss because of all that we've had. Because of someone or ones that have been deeply with us. I think of Eileen Bednar and others who recently passed over God. They're someone maybe very close to you and in your life. You might say, why is Dan not mentioning them now? Let us in silence hold them. Let us welcome them to hold us. Somehow we and our sisters and brothers who've passed over, young or older, recently or long ago, possibly of another generation that we personally never met or knew, are with us now. And we know this especially in the post-resurrection time, the time after Easter, we would say. Now, one could say, well, in a couple weeks, that's going to be over, so you better get more podcasts in here if you really like to reflect on the post-resurrection time, which I do. And I would say, well, maybe it's an excuse, but it's true. We continue to live in that time. It's the new age, and it amplifies, it gets open up even more with Pentecost, but it continues because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, the Spirit of the Lord is given to us, and the Spirit will celebrate in Pentecost. The one who comes is both consoler and counselor and one who cares for us, advocate, but also one who fills out the world and the life of the church. And this is all about touch. Touch by life. So that we can endure the touch of death. St. Paul, who lets us know that death has no power over us, no grip. No grip on us. We're free women and men, set free by the dying and rising of Jesus. So let me step back from what may already feel like too much preaching and just allow ourselves to sit in the moment of the truth of all this. And if it doesn't seem true to you or you hold it not as true, I would say just sit in this moment. And I'd invite you to hear with me, Jesus say, come have breakfast. Come, have breakfast. I've probably reflected on it here before because it bowls me over every time I come upon the gospel, and it's one for this Sunday. They didn't recognize him, but there he was at the shore, very attentive to them, could be doing many other things in this time post-resurrection. But there he is with his friends again, and they decided to go back to fishing, and he's there with them when they come to shore. Empty nets, he sends them back fishing. And then as they return to shore with an incredible a wonderful boat full of fish that scholars say symbolize the outreach of God to all people, the touch of God, which is real, holding everyone, bringing us all in, lifted up together in that moment when the incredible full net is dragged ashore. Jesus turns to them, his friends, and he says, "Children, come have breakfast." And in the story, he's prepared a fire and he's already grilling some fish on it. And who knows what else might have been there, except that he's there. He's here. We are. Touched in an intimate moment. And I think that's what these podcasts are about. Not my words or my voice, even though I wish it were a little clearer and better. It's about our presence to one another. And the living God who's with us right now, who might be saying to you and me, come have breakfast. Or let's share lunch today. Or as you get ready to go to bed, let's take a moment together that's nourishing. And then we breathe. For we have been breathing. And we're conscious of the beauty of the breath we have, of our body that breathes for us, and we with our body. And we're touched by the truth of the integrity of life in us and our oneness with life around us. So that though dying is real, death has no power over us, as Paul says. And the resurrected one, the Jesus who's risen from the dead, his appeal is really wonderful. And it's that real, and our daily walk is, and that is we take time in meditation or quiet or breathing, sitting, walking, with our hunger. Someone knows we are. And God simply says, come have breakfast. Share in the meal. Share in the bread. Life open and broken for you. And so we allow quiet to move into our lives. And the gentleness of this moment, just begins to fill us. And again, you may have a mantra today. Mine was again, in Christ. In Christ. In Christ. Lord, bless us with the breath that we breathe now. May we be grateful for each breath and all moments. And as you touch us, living God, and draw us from the place that might have been death to the place that is now life, draw us deeper into you. There is no other place but here with you. Bless us deeply with your love, that we might grow in love of one another and grow in love with one another for our world. My friends, the peace of the Lord be with you now and always. Amen.
And water.